Today's Minnesota Reads is made possible by the bookstore at Fitgers, a full-service book and toy store located on the bottom floor of Fitgers on Superior Street, online at fitgersbookstore.com. This morning, Cheryl Blackford joins us on the phone this morning to talk about a book that she has coming out in May. And yet it seems so applicable. It seems like the kind of book you'd absolutely want to read on days like today. It's called Hungry Coyote, and Lori Capel has illustrated the book. Cheryl, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, and thank you for inviting me.
The book is called Hungry Coyote, and we see poor Hungry Coyote, who lives in kind of an urban habitat. He's kind of out in the sticks a little bit, but he's also closer to people. Talk a little bit about your choice to make Coyote your protagonist in this book.
Well, I'm a nature lover. I enjoy walking every morning, and I happen to live in a beautiful wooded part of St. Paul. I'm very fortunate that way. And so as I walk in the mornings, I'm aware of the things around me, and they give me lots of inspiration for my stories. And one morning I was out walking, and I saw a coyote, and this was in January, I think. A coyote was crossing a frozen lake, and that set me to thinking, how is this animal, this wild animal, living essentially in the suburbs around people, and what's its life like? So that led me to do a little bit of research about coyotes, and I discovered that you think of coyotes as living somewhere in the wild. You don't think of them as living in an urban environment, but they're becoming more and more common in cities. There are coyote populations in Chicago and New York and Boston and Los Angeles, places that you wouldn't expect to see these creatures. So all of that was the impetus for trying to think about a children's book. And it's a children's book that explores a year in the life of a coyote.
One of the illustrations, it's a gorgeous, the book is gorgeously illustrated, yeah. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. But one of the illustrations that will be rather familiar to Duluthians shows Coyote trying to herd the pups off the sidewalk.
Yes.
And more toward a wilderness area. We had a similar situation here in our community last year where foxes gave birth, and their den was very close to the main drag down on Park Point. And the city and the community came together and actually put up a little bit of fencing to help keep those playful pups from wandering into the street. One of them did and was killed, and
yes,
got some fencing up to try to protect the pups. So up here in the Northland in particular, this is a familiar scenario with wildlife right in our yards.
Yes. And Lori Capel, she scouted some areas of the Twin Cities that she could use in her pictures. So the cover of the book actually shows Coyote in Theodore Worth Park, which is in Minneapolis. And you can see the Minneapolis skyline in the background. And that picture that you're talking about, I think it's the one where they're in a storm.
Right.
That's actually in Theodore Worth Park. And we're very fortunate in the Twin Cities. We have these gorgeous parks right in the middle of the city, which is almost like a little wild area, an oasis where you can go to get away from the crowds and the traffic. And she thought that that would be a wonderful place to show Coyote in this kind of environment. And you're right, her illustrations are absolutely stunning. I couldn't have been happier. I think she uses all watercolors, and the detail in them is tremendous.
They really are. The colors and the depth and the richness of the colors is maybe more than you'd expect from watercolor, but also exactly what you said, that detail is really stunning. I have to say that I love the photograph of Coyote, who has managed to get a whole chain of link sausages, and is splitting to go and give the pups sausage. That's a wonderful photograph.
Yes. And, you know, that's interesting because as a writer of the story, I don't have any say in the illustrations. I write the story and I hand it off to the editor, and then I wait to see how the illustrator interprets my words. And that's really exciting for me, because an illustrator adds an extra dimension to a story, and that string of sausages is an example of that, because the words in the story just say that Coyote snatches a greasy feast. And that's deliberate. I could have said a greasy steak or something else, but I left it open as to see what the illustrator would make of that. And Laurie chose to illustrate it with a string of sausages.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful fun. One of them has sprung loose, and it's kind of in midair in the photograph. Cheryl, when you write, I think it's so interesting to talk with authors about their work with illustrators, because of the way you write something and then you hand it over, in many cases, to the illustrator, and you don't have any say over what the illustrator does. Then it's their turn, and the writer kind of keeps paws off.
Right.
So as you write, do you do that a lot? Do you kind of mentally picture things that could be illustrated, or write, as you mentioned, perhaps a little bit more generally in spot, so that the illustrator can bring their own vision to it?
I'm a fairly visual person, and I'm always thinking when I'm writing a story about the illustrations. And I know that the artist is going to interpret the words differently from perhaps from I do, but I'm always looking for visual opportunities. And in fact, I always make a dummy of my picture books, which means that I cut up the words and I actually make a little folded book, and I paste the words down onto the pages to see how the page turns fall, and to look at it and see, is this going to be interesting for children? Is there going to be enough to keep their attention? Does the story flow? A lot of writers do that. I think when you're reading a picture book, it looks simple. It looks as if there aren't very many words in it. These days, picture books are often fewer than 500 words. And so you think, oh, well, the writer must have dashed that off in no time at all. But that's not true. This book took me at least a year to write. And that's one of the pieces of the process. You know, you get your ideas down, and then you start to look and see, is this going to be a good book? Are there going to be lots of opportunities for the illustrator to provide gorgeous illustrations? And because this is a nature book, you know, there are lots of opportunities for gorgeous illustrations, and Laurie proved that.
The illustrations really are absolutely scrumptious.
Yes.
The book is called Hungry Coyote. Cheryl Blackford is the author. Laurie Capel is the illustrator. And the book is going to be released in May. So audiences are getting the opportunity to kind of get a sneak peek about that book a month or so before it comes out. Cheryl, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
And thank you so much.
Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and also by the bookstore at Fitgers, a full-service book and toy store located on the bottom floor of Fitgers on Superior Street, online at fitgersbookstore.com.